The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to The Dailies, the Guardian film team's daily-ish bout of blah about what's going on in the world of film. I'm Henry Barnes, it's Wednesday 2nd of December, and joining me today is Catherine Short. News all over the place today, Catherine, so let's get on with it. First up, Leonardo DiCaprio has not been raped by a bear. 20th Century Fox asked people to pause for thought after a news story posted by The Judge Report stated that the star was more than mauled in his Oscar-tipped film, The Revenant. The bear flips Leo over and thrusts during the explicit mauling, said the report. Fox hit back with the following. As anyone who has seen the movie can attest, the bear in the film is a female who attacks Hugh Glass because she feels he might be threatening her cubs. There is clearly no rape scene with a bear. Catherine, this all sounds a bit grisly. You've seen The Revenant. Who should we believe?
I mean, to think he's raped is a bit weird. I don't know how you come away from the film thinking that. I suppose the bear does flip him over, and it's a pretty...
But does she thrust and thrust?
Well, she does, but she's... I mean, you know, rape is very serious, but it's to some extent the least of his worries in this assault. Not the least of his worries, but, you know, it's a pretty left-for-dead assault. I mean, rape is not here nor there. I didn't necessarily pick up that it was a lady bear because there's cubs around, but there's sort of two big bears, so it might have been the papa.
I like they had to clarify that there.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a great... The Daily Mail, which reported on it initially completely straight and said, Leonardo DiCaprio raped by bear. Then they did a piece overnight about the sexual habits of bears and whether right. or not...
Whether they fancy Hollywood A-listers
yeah, no,
or not.
And the headline was, would a bear fancy Leo? Well, he's pretty hot.
What was their conclusion?
Well, yeah, these days he's back on, you know, slim down. Yeah. Not flaunting his curves anymore.
Next up, the Oscar bods have released their shortlist of documentaries that could grab a nomination ahead of March's Academy Awards. Titles in the running include Asif Kapadia's Amy, Joshua Oppenheimer's The Look of Silence, and Going Clear, Alex Gibney's expose of the Church of Scientology. Catherine, it's quite a good list, I think. There's no major absences this time.
No, although, I mean, there's quite a lot of good films there that are quite, you know, that are kicking about that aren't on the list. Things like, is A Syrian Love Story on it?
I haven't seen it there, no.
Oh, no, so that's that not might be on a miss. It. That's, yeah. That's very good. And things like Dark Horse, that thing about the people who make the, who invest in the racehorse, that's very good. And, I mean, the one that we haven't talked about is Michael Moore's film.
Yeah.
That's on that list. And I think it's sort of between him and Oppenheimer, who missed out, of course, the other year to 20 Feet from Stardom.
It'd be a real shame to see Oppenheimer twice snubbed, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think it would be more... I think the first one was so galling.
Yeah.
The fact that amazing masterpiece. And it was so kind of groundbreaking at that stage when it was his first, you know, first one of that type, anyway. And to lose out to a film about sort of fairly average film about backing singers felt a bit rough.
So and it might lose out to a fairly average film about American politics and social justice.
Yeah, but it would be sort of easier to swallow because you wouldn't feel it was just a complete fuck you. You'd think, oh well, they're just hoodwinked by Michael Moore, perhaps.
Good news for Kapadia being on there after Senna was snubbed in 2011.
God, I'd forgotten that. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. Well, that long
embarrassing.
Ago.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it is.
But
I
Amy's mean, worthy as well, right? Like,
it's
should
very
be up
good.
There.
Yeah, it is very good, and it's a very I don't think it'll win for some reason. I think it won't win, but I don't know why.
Just them showing a bit of class.
Yeah, gut.
And finally, Mad Max Fury Road has been named Film of the Year by the National Board of Review. The board's 120 or so members decided George Miller's post-apocalyptic bimble was worth the accolade, while the competition including The Martian, Spotlight and Carol was just mediocre. This isn't much of a story, to be honest, but I really, really like Mad Max Fury Road. So there you go. Catherine, is it going to get a Best Picture nomination?
Oh, God. I suppose it might. I don't know. It'd be interesting to sort of go through now, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, things like, if you assume Revenant will and Joy will... And Hateful Eight will, and Spotlight, and you say, yeah, it probably will.
It's going to get probably the Inception slot or the Lord of the Rings
yeah.
slot.
Which yeah.
To me, it's a bit of a shame because I think it's a better film than that. But
yeah, I don't.
You don't. Sight and Sound did. They said it was the third best film of the year.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? I mean, really an amazing result there. Yeah, it's a funny old, these sort of very early American prizes, like the Gotham ones yesterday and these. There's something sort of dubious about the whole lot of them. I sort of just ignore them.
Well, if it does get a Best Picture nomination, can I bagsy it for our Oscar junket? Hustings, even.
Yeah, sorry. Of course you can. That's
ready
fine
then.
It's good. Yeah, just put it on the spreadsheet.
Wander around in the desert for a bit.
That's great. I could be Charlize Theron.
You could be Furiosa. Nice. And you are. That's it for today. Coming up on the site, we have a video interview with Terrence Davis and Agnes Dean about their grisly, sumptuous new melodrama Sunset Song, and a What's What of Godard ahead of a brand new retrospective opening in New York. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to The Dailies on iTunes. We do our thing over at theguardian.com/film. Come and join us there. In the words of Winnie the Pooh, you can't stay in your corner of the forest waiting for others to come to you. You have to go to them sometimes. Bye.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.